Okay, today is Daf Yud Ches. We're on Yud Ches. Amar Abaya. Abaya said like this. Avir Shlosha Besukah Gedola. Avir, air, is Shlosha, will passel a Sukah Gedola. Miuto, but a miut, right? A little bit of Avir. Bain Hakonim, whether you use kosher schach. Bain Hashbudin, or whether you use pasel schach, have a miut. It's a good miut, and the sukkah is kosher. Why? Because the what? Right, the schach and the avir are not mitzdarif, right? Because it's a different shiur, right? Avir is 3 tvachim, and pasel is 4 tvachim. So if it's a little bit, they don't combine. Besukkah kitana, but if it's a small sukkah, bekanim have a miut. If you use kosher schach, it's a miut. Bishpudin lo have a miut. Shpudin is not a miut. Rashi, okay.
What's the chiddush?
What? There is no chiddush. Vahani mili, all that's true minatzad. All that's true on the sides. Well, you get 4 amos. Avo be'emtza, but if it's in the middle, pligi ba rav acha v'ravina. There's a machlokas about it. What's the machlokas? Chad amar yesh lavud be'emtza, v'chad amar ein lavud be'emtza. Yesh lavud be'emtza or ein lavud be'emtza. If you hold ein lavud be'emtza, how do you ever have a sukkah if you have a crack of space in between? Let's say it's one tefach. Let's say you have one tefach of space in the middle of the sukkah. You don't have enough bamboo, so you space it out. And you have a little bit sticking out in the middle. Ain't love it be emtza.
I don't know if that possible.
Shouldn't, according to him, shouldn't it? Ain't love it be emtza. Who asked that question? Tosfos. Look at the top Tosfos on the last wide line. At the beginning, I didn't do. V'im tomar. You see v'im tomar? V'im tomar. Im love it be emtza. If there's no love it. Im kain. Tzalasa miruba mechamasa. More shade than sun. Tipasel will be pasel. It has to really be good schach. Uma'uva. And it has to be thick. Come in by, it's like a house. Shlo yehei nekev. It can't even be one hole. If it's ain't love of the emza, your schach has to be 1,000% good. You can't have any spaces.
Except for the side.
It's in the emza.
That makes sense. That's the premise here is that There's more shade than sun,
which would be kosher.
However,
ain loved be'emtza. There's a machlokas in the Gemara. We hold yesh loved be'emtza.
Do we need loved be'emtza?
Yes.
Sure. Why?
Because then you have a break in the which is from the Gemara. You have a break in the schach. You have a break in the.
It's smaller than the shear.
But ain loved be'emtza. The whole reason why you have. The whole reason why. If you don't hold of love and be'emta. Of course, there's a din of more shade than sun.
Right.
But if you don't hold of love, you need only shade and zero sun. Not even a half a tefach.
So we schach for all together. Now put a roof on.
But you're not going to be a roof. Has to be a sukkah. So you hear the kasha? It's a burger.
I thought it was because you split the sukkah in half now.
That's what we said. That's what I thought it was.
Or maybe that's... Okay, it doesn't make any difference what the reason is, but the point is... That's not what he's asking.
He's not saying split it.
He's
asking...
He's saying
why?
You're only splitting. Right. But you hear what he's asking? It's a very good question. If you hold ain love and be'emtza, you have no out. You have no kula. You have no wiggle room. That's an unbelievable schach. So no one does. We don't hold like that. Answers Tosvos, lav pirchehi. It's not a kasha. What?
Extreme,
what? To say that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so lav pirchehi. It's not a kasha. Why not? Dahacha mairi, kishahavir mahalech al pnei kula. You would be right if there's air going through from beginning to end. V'haschach nechlak l'shnayim. And the schach makes basically splits it in half. Right. So most of the people don't have that. They have a little bit of a crack here and a crack there. A little bit here and there and there. So what's his answer? His answer is, ein achinami. If you have a real break in your sukkah, and it's less than 3 tvachim, but it's a real significant break from beginning to end, it would be a problem. If you hold Eilat, we hold Yesh Lava. Thank goodness we hold Yesh Lava Be'emsa. But if you don't hold like that, in a Chanami, you'd have a problem. What would you have to do? You'd have to angle the bamboo in such a way that it doesn't go all the way through the breaks.
It also needs a super design, because if you have a super design, it's not
going to
work.
Right? It's basically what he answered. Right? So you have to be a little, figure it out, make them angled so that this doesn't go all the way through. Even if you hold Ein Lava Be'emsa. Now, my time of demand Amar, back to Gemara. My time of demand Amar, Yesh Lava Be'emsa. What's the reason Yesh Lava Be'emsa? Very simple. Tanya, we learn like this. Koresha, Kora, Hayote, Mikosel. You'd say, we had this in Eruv, right? You want to make a Eruv in a Mavui. So what do? You have to put a crossbeam on top of the Mavui. What if it doesn't reach? What if it doesn't reach one wall to the end? So how much, or you have two beams and you put them like this and they don't meet. So is that good?
Sure.
So we're going to say, if there's love, it's okay, and if not. Right? So Korah, the Tanya, Korah Hayote Mekosel, if a beam goes out of a wall, Zeh, Mekosel Zeh, Ve'en on a gas, Mekosel Achar, it doesn't reach the wall. V'chein Shtei Koros, or you have two beams, Echad Yotze Mekosel Zeh, Ve'echad Yotze Mekosel Echad, Ve'en on a gas, Zubizu, they don't meet in the middle. They don't meet in the middle. So here's the story. Pachos mishlosha. If it's less than three tvachim, eino tzarech lavi kol racheres. You don't have to bring another beam. Why not? Lavud. Even if it's in the center. Right? There's two beams coming out of two walls. So what do you see? Of course such a thing as lavud in the middle. Pachos mishlosha. Where am I? Shlosha. Tzarech lavi kol racheres. If it's more than three, then you're stuck. You have to bring another beam somehow. Because it's not enough. You can't bridge that gap. And what does the other one hold? Who holds that ain't love? What does he say? The Induch, well, shiny car is Durbanan. By a Durbanan, I would agree with you. By a Mavui, Mena Torah, there's nothing wrong with carrying in here. May the Durbanan with the Chashash, what's the Chashash? Maybe you'll carry in the street. So for that, I hold Yesh Love Be'emsa. On a Sukkah? If you hold like me, if you hold Yesh Ain't Love Be'emsa, it's not a good Sukkah. I'm not making like that at all. Okay. Now, my time at Demand Armor Ain't Love Be'emsa. What's the reason why you hold Ein Lavud Be'emsa? Why is there no Lavud Be'emsa? So, a picture would help. If you have a picture, this would help. Is there our picture in the art school?
No.
Okay. Ready? The rule is like this. Imagine this room. And there's a dead body in this room. So everybody in this room is Tamei. Why? Why is everyone in this room Tamei? Because there's a roof. And we're all under the same roof. What if there's a skylight? What if there's a skylight in the center of this room, going up to the heavens?
And open, are we glass or just
open?
Open.
So right? What?
So under the skylight is tar.
What about the rest of the room?
Tummy.
Let's see. So Ditnan.
We
did?
Yeah.
No, we didn't. Aruba means, doesn't mean the city, the country of Aruba. Aruba means a skylight. Aruba, if you have a skylight, Sheba bayis, in a house, uba poseach tefach, it's a tefach square, tuma babayis, and there's a mace in the house, kulo tame, everybody's tame. Why is everybody tame? Because that tefach of skylight is not big enough to destroy the ohel. Still an ohel. Okay? However, Masha kineged aruba tahar. If there's something under the skylight, you have a jug. Under the skylight, that jug is tahar.
What if somebody happened to be standing right under that?
Then that person is tahar.
As long as he stands there.
Under there, he can't move.
Yeah.
Till they get the mace out. He cannot move. Now, what do you see from here? You don't say love and be'emsa. Why? Because if you would say love and be'emsa, that skylight should be sealed. Less than three tvachim, and it's in the middle of the room. So that should be sealed. We should pretend it's sealed, and therefore everything should be tame. So why if you're under there, you get a break? Obviously, ain't loved be'emsa. Now, the Mishnah in Kalim keeps on going. And apparently it's going to say the exact same thing. Tuma kineged aruba. Let's say there's tuma under the skylight. I'm sorry. Tuma under the skylight. Tuma under the skylight, kol habayis kulotar. and everything's tar. Why? Because under the skylight, so there's no ohel. There's no ohel. Ain aruba poseach tefach. Let's say the aruba is not a tefach thick. Then tuma kineged abayis aruba tahar. Tuma in the house, yes. Under the skylight, no. Tuma kineged aruba. If there's tuma underneath, kol abayis kulo tahar. The whole house is tar. If you, the Mishnah just said the exact same result, two different cases. Right. If it's a tefach, the same halacha. If it's less than a tefach, the exact same halacha. That's a little funny, no? So Rashi says in the second to skinny line, third to skinny line before the lines get wide at the bottom, Rashi says Sefer Garcia and Kiresha. The Sefer says the exact same thing as the Resha, the same exact halacha. So the Rashi says You go in Ahalos and see there's differences there, but we're not learning to take the Ahalos. So the Gemara didn't bother going. There are differences, right? The Hacha lo ma'asin lekula. We don't bring the whole Mishnah. We only brought part of it. This is the beginning of that parak in Ahalos. Look at the second Tosfos. He says something even better. He says b'sefer garcin and kiresha. The sefer and the resha say the exact same thing. With two different cases. It's the exact same halacha. If you go to Perek Yud Nahalos, you'll see there's big differences over there. Listen to this line. V'hacha, and over here, lo maisi lo kula, we don't bring the whole Mishnah, shederach ha-gemara l'katzer mishnayet shal sheda tahiros. The Gemara always does that. It always is makatzer when it comes to tahiros. It's always makatzer when it comes to tahiros. It's always makatzer. We never give you the full story because it's not relevant. We needed one kernel. The kernel we needed, we pulled out. Even though it sounds like it's the exact same case, same halacha with different cases. No, there's big differences over there. Golden halachas. Okay. So what do you see? The bottom line is there's no love of be'emza. That's the bottom line. There's no love of be'emza. The iduch. And what does the other one say? If the other one holds yesh love of be'emza, then why on earth are these cases in Ahalos? Why don't we say Lovud, and then the whole goes away? So the answer is no. Shiny Hilchas Tuma, it's by Tuma is different. Why? The halacha gemir luhu. It's halacha la Moshe Mitzrayim. That what? But there's no Lovud. What?
The answer is no, because it's not.
Exactly. What does that mean? It's not halacha la Moshe Mitzrayim. Lovud also halacha la Moshe Mitzrayim. So Lovud doesn't apply by Tuma. Something like that. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Bayis Shenivches. Let's say you have a house, right? And what happened to the house? The roof has a hole in it. Fesichich al gabav kshira, and there's a schach on top of it. It's kosher. Amal afan of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Parish, right? Rabbi Parish, explain yourself, right? Kach Pirish Abba. This is what my father said. Arba Amos Psula. That's only true if it's 4 amos, it's possible. Pachos me arba amos kshera. In other words, you gave a half a story. You say, oh, if there's a hole in the house, let's put up schach. No, you have to say more. Only if it's less than 4 amos. Darsh Rabbi Rabbi Loi, Abruma Shari. Abruma is some kind of fish. And it's mutter. It's a kosher fish. Omal Lafon of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Parish, you have to explain yourself. What's the story with that? Kach amar abba, shalmakom ploni asura, shalmakom ploni muteret. No, in some places it's mutter, in some places it's asur. What's the issue? The issue is whether or not there are bugs in the fish. Why some places, so ki hada amar abaya, like abaya said, hai tachanta, the bab nahara, shari. The tachanta fish in this river is mutter. My time or why? Ilema misham duradifi maya. If he's telling me because the water is very, flows very hard, a high dag tame, and non-kosher fish, given the less luchura shedra, lo motzi koyim, and if the non-kosher doesn't have a spine, it can't withstand the flow of the river, therefore must be its kosher. What do you mean? We see that there's plenty of fish in there. Elam yishom de melichi maya, it's salty, a high dag tame, given the less like cleafy, kilfy, since the dag tame doesn't have some kind of shell, scales, lo motzi koy, it can't survive. We see it does survive. Ella, rather, must be Mishol Marbe Tinaihu Dag Tame. There's just simply no Dag Tame there. Yeah. Omar Ravina, Voidna, now, what would it mean now? The whole world changed. Voidna, now, the Shafki Nahar Esan Vinahar Gamda Lahasam Asira. Now that these other rivers flow into that river, it's Asir. What do you mean now? 100 years ago, it didn't happen. What changed?
They changed the course of the river.
The river changed so much, and now it's not the same halacha.
No, because the new rivers flow into it.
Where does new rivers come from?
Okay.
Now, this Gemara is quite hard. Now, a picture would help. The picture is, it's a picture of it looks like a C, like a Ches. Right? And there are houses all around the Ches. It's a Mavui.
Right.
There are houses all around the Ches. And you want to put Tzchach on top of this area and be a Sukkah in there. A big Sukkah. Huge Sukkah. Right? Can you do that? No reason why not. However, what's going to happen, what we're going to talk about is as follows. In front of the house was most of the time, there was an awning. So you're going to rest the tzchach on the awning. If that awning is bigger than 4 amos, you can't make this work. If it's less than 4 amos, you can make it work.
Is it fourth wall?
There is no fourth wall.
No, I'm saying that awning is
the
fourth wall.
No, the awning is a roof. So you have a house. In front of the house is an awning. Now I want to put tzchach from one awning to the other awning on the other side. So if those awnings are more than 4 amos, you can't make this work. If they're less than 4 amos, you can make it work.
Why can't you start the sukkah from this wall? What do you have to worry about at this part?
We're gonna talk about it. So here we go. Itmar, sichech al gabei achsadra. Let's say you make it on an achsadra. Achsadra means the awnings. But in front of the awnings, are poles, columns. If each pole is less than 3 tefachim next to each other, we'll say lavud. You have 3 beautiful walls. Put tzchach in between. You're good to go. Shchichech agabe aksadra. If you make tzchach on top of a awning, a porch, whatever you want to call it, sheyesh ba patimin, that it has columns, kshira. Okay, it's kosher. Sheein la patimin. What if it doesn't have columns? So to machlok is now abaya amar kshira. Rava Amar Psula. It's a machlokas, Abaye and Rava. What's the machlokas? What? So if it has columns, the columns are... The wall starts by the columns.
Right.
Right? So Abaye says, even if you don't have columns, it's okay. Why? Abaye Amar Kshera. Amrinan. Right, so I believe we're assuming... Right, so we're assuming that the awnings are more than 4 amos. Rashi says that. The awnings are more than 4 amos. Right, exactly. If the awnings are less than 4 amos, you don't need it. This whole thing doesn't apply. It's more than 4 amos. So how are you getting walls? Schach, we have. How are you getting walls?
You start from the columns.
What if there are no columns? You have a problem. So Abaye said it's not a problem. Why not? You don't have any walls. Abaye Amak Shera. Why? Amrinan pi tikra yored v'sosim. We will make pretend walls from the edge of the awning going down. There's no wall there. It's 5 amos away from the wall of the house. I have an awning of 5 amos. I put schach from this awning to that awning. I make pretend walls.
Is that good achas?
No.
It is good achas. It's a subcategory of good achas.
No.
When
what?
Extends the wall. No,
yes. So one second. Pitikra yard. One second. One second.
So there's a
machlokas we've shown in what pitikra means. Rashi on tomorrow is going to say it's a halachal emotion misinai subsumed under gurachas. That's really the same thing as gurachas. That's what Rashi says.
I think the way it's an extension.
Isn't
gurachas an extension up or down?
What?
No, gurachas is up and gurachas is down.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. So, pitikra, according to Rashi, they're the same. It's the same thing. Go down. According to Tosfos, it's not the same. Tosfos says it's a pitikra, it's a heter, because it's a, what? One second. It's a heter, like a, it looks like a doorway. Basically, it turns into a pesach.
What?
Okay?
It's an easier way of explaining it.
One second. Just one more line. Rav Amar Psula, Lo Amrin and Pitikra Yard V'Sosim. You don't say Pitikra. So what's Pitikra? Rashi says tomorrow it's a subcategory or the equivalent of Good Asik? Good Achis. Good Achis goes down. Good Achis. And Tosfos says it's somehow Choshev like a Pesach. What's the difference between Rashi and Tosos? What's the difference? So the difference is, remember we had a, what?
Nafkamina.
What will be the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina will be, remember we had a few days ago, we said if the sukkah goes down and it doesn't reach the bottom of the sukkah, doesn't reach the bottom of the floor, what do we say? If it's three tefachim, it's okay. And if it's more than three tefachim, you have a problem. What about Pi Tikra? Why don't we say that? So we said, you don't say Pi Tikra. First of all, we said two answers. We said one answer is because it's abnormal to build from down to from up to down. Nobody builds like that. You don't build a house starting at the roof. It's abnormal. And the second answer we gave was, how could you say Pi Tikra if you can walk through it? If a goat can walk through it, how do you say Pi Tikra? It goes against the logic. Same thing over here. If you hold like Rashi, you have a problem. Why? Because if somebody can walk through, then it destroys the Pi Tikra. According to Tosfos, it doesn't. Because according to Tosfos, it's like an entranceway. An entranceway is used to go through. So
walls are entranceways?
Yeah. It's a cooler. But that's how, if you want to explain how it works, so that makes perfect sense. I don't care if people are walking through. According to Rashi, you have a big problem. So according to Rashi, the people walking there destroy it.
Yeah, I don't think an easier way of saying
it. Yeah.
Pi Tikra is a 45. It's a 90 degree.
Correct.
That's not what Gerasico Gathis is.
Right.
That's following the contour of the wall.
Right. I hear what you're saying. Because
in Akimino, there is no wall.
Right. So we're going to get to that in a few minutes. When there is no wall. When you just, let's say, you have just a mechita, which is four poles.
Right.
There's no wall.
Right.
They say Pi Tikra there. It's a machlokas. So we're going to say it's the same machlokas. So Abaye and Rav have machlokas about this. Right?
So if you use it the same way we've been giving it the example before, the bar in the midbar,
right,
which has the four posts in the top.
Right,
one,
right.
Pi Tikra would bring it down, but good oxygen would not help.
Right. Right, right. Exactly. So
because it's a virtual wall.
It's mamash a virtual wall. What? So Rava, first of all, Rava rejects that. Rava rejects that. We pass him like Rava, right? Rava rejects. What? I don't know. There's no note.
You have a three quarters down. It's no good. If you have nothing, it's good. Tosfos explained that Gemara we had with the three quarters down.
So maybe Tosfos will have to say because you're building it backwards. Hey, you're not building it.
Nothing.
Yeah. So that. I guess so.
That's with the imaginary wall.
It's a little funny. That if you build a hair three quarters of the way, it's no good. But if you have nothing, it's good.
Yeah.
That's a little funny. That's a little funny halacha. So what's the answer? Because you're building it funny. That's such a funny halacha.
Yeah.
Right, you're building it backwards.
Yeah.
So the other answer doesn't apply because he's saying it's an entrance. So the fact that someone can walk there won't destroy it. But he's saying the other answer. But the other answer is because you're building it backwards. So why is? You say, if you make a good effort, yeah, it's worse.
Yeah.
But don't build the wall. If you build it, it's going to be no good.
Quarters, man. Do nothing, you're good.
Right. It's very fun. It's a difficult halacha. We have to really look into this.
How do you have a Pesach all the way around? You have a Pesach, okay. You have a Pesach all the way around?
I guess so. That's
between the up and down boards.
Right.
Vertical boards.
Get out of the wall. Have some wall.
Right.
That's why it's a Pesach, because there's no wall.
We can't have a Pesach in the whole sukkah.
Why not?
Now, Rava, okay, let's look. According to you, the whole Pi Tikra, then why do you need three walls? A regular sukkah. Have two walls. Two walls like train tracks. Two walls. Say Pi Tikra.
Exactly. Right.
What do you need three walls for? Damarta Pi Tikra Yod V'Sosim. I feel Hifchiz Dofen Emtsoi. That third wall, the middle wall connecting the other two walls, get rid of it. So Machloket. Do you have to build it and then remove it? Or you don't even have to put it there?
From
the roof. You have two walls.
Yeah.
Two walls. Put Tzchach on top. Say Pi Tikra on the third wall. The middle wall. You don't need four walls. Third wall. Say Pi Tikra. Says Rabbi Tobai. What do you need four? What do you need three walls for?
There is no roof.
You have the Tzchach. Say Pi Tikra.
From the Tzchach.
Say Pi Tikra. What do you need? What do you need third wall for?
Existing roof before
the Tzchach.
So it's a very good question, no? So Amalei Rav, Amalei, see, Abayi says back to Rav, now Madina Lecha Abayi, I agree with you. I agree with you if you have two wolves, it's a problem. Why? The Havalei Kemavui, I'm a foolish. It's like a Mavui.
Right.
What kind of thing is that? It's like a Mavui. What, so, therefore what? So the Pnei Yeshua says, just like, you're not going to walk in a Mavui, you just could not be a good sukkah. It's like a Gzeira. Maybe the Ikar Adin Abayi would say, I agree with it, it's true. But there's such a thing as a Mavui, I'm a foolish, which you can't walk through. So too, this is not a good sukkah. It's like a Gzeira. Me'etzen, there's no reason why this should be no good. The problem is, it's kind of sukkah is that? A sukkah that everyone just walked through? It's not a sukkah. But maybe with Pete Ticker it would be good. But it's not good. Abayi, I agree with you, it's not good. Why it's not good? Not so clear.
Very clear.
Why? Some of them are foolish.
Yeah, that's exactly why. Otherwise, yeah. You can have the imaginary wall going up and down, because you can imagine that's a wall. But once you're walking through it already, how do you justify that that's a wall?
Right. It's basically what Abayi says.
Exactly.
Right? It just doesn't... It's just
why? You can say, like I said before, it's a Pesach.
What?
Yeah.
You can't. So all these loopholes can't go against common sense. So if I have two walls and everyone can walk through and it's Grand Central Station, oh, it's my sukkah.
You have to pass up on one side.
Yeah. If you have schach.
Three walls.
If you have schach and it doesn't reach the wall and you have lava, that's okay. That's okay, because you're 90% there, but here you're 40% there. Now I'm going to say this is all loopholes. It just doesn't, even Abayi agrees with that.
I agree with that, but I don't think
that's what Abayi says back. I agree about that. That's for sure no good. Now, Amalei Rava, where am I up to? Lema, Abayi Rava, let's say Abayi Rava arguing in, Beplunkta D'Rava Shmuel K'mefilgi. It's an old Bachlokas between Rav and Shmuel. The Itmar, Rav and Shmuel were earlier. The Itmar. Achsadra bebika. Let's say you have an achsadra. What's an achsadra? Basically, it's like a chuppah. It's four poles with some roof on top. Achsadra bebika. Now, can you carry in there? Can you carry in that place? You're in a bika. You're in nowhere's land. You're not allowed to carry in nowhere's land. It's on Shabbos. So what about in there? Can I carry in there? Rav Amar, mutal talta bakula. You're allowed to. Why? Darmin and Pitikra are associated. Say Pitikra. You're like in an enclosed area. You're like in an enclosed area. Because of the hate. Shmuel Amar, ain't metallical in ba. You're not allowed to carry in there. Ella Dalaramas. You're allowed to carry Dalaramas, right? That doesn't mean you're not allowed to carry in there. Dalaramas, because you're the Dalaramas. Dalamri and Pitikra, you're ever so same. Because we don't say Pitikra. Right? We don't say Pitikra. So what's the same thing over here? According to Abayi, right? According to Abayi, right? I'm sorry. So according to Abayi, it should be okay, right? And Rava will hold like Shmuel that it's not okay, right? So the Gemara says like this: Aliba de Shmuel. According to Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? Shmuel says you're not allowed to carry in there. Kuli alma lo pligi. Even Abayi agrees you're not allowed to carry in there. Even Abayi would agree. No machlokas about that. Even Abayi would agree with me. Even though Abayi held Pitikra by the case of the Achsadra, he would agree with me. Why would he agree with me? He would agree with me because, listen to this, he would agree with me because, Rashi says it, but it's a very long Rashi, so I'm read it outside. He would agree with me because when you put up an Achsadra, well, I'm sorry. In this case, the inside of the achsadra, right? Why are we putting up the walls? Why would we say pitikra? Is it, two ways to look at it. Is it to enclose the inside of it or to keep people out? If it's but what would be the reason why it would be okay? Abayi says the reason why I need to say Pete Tikra by a sukkah is because I need the sukkah. I don't care about the inside. I just need walls. Without walls, it's not a sukkah. I don't care about the inside. Over here, that's not the reason. Right? I'll read it. Rashi says it. Here. It's in the last Rashi on the page. Aliba de Shmuel. Here. It's one, two, three, like five lines from the bottom. Aliba de Shmuel, lo pligi Abaya, lememar kashera. Abaya is not arguing to say it's kosher. Why not? Demal inyan Shabbos, the mechitzas, pitikra. What on Shabbos you want to say such a concept that this is going to be okay to carry in there? L'chalal aksadra avidi. You're making the walls for the inside. Sha'atikra l'tzorech aksadra nasis. The walls are being made for the inside. Lo shari lehu Shmuel b'stimas pitikra. Shmuel says, no way. No way at all. There's no walls here. Kolshkein le'inyan sukkah. So for sure by sukkah, shelo l'shem sukkah nasis. You didn't make it l'shem sukkah. Shaharei chutz l'chalal shal aksadra hi nasis. It's for the outside. Umachitzas l'tzarech tochen asuyos v'lo l'tzarech chutzalahen. You make the quest. That's the difference. The difference is, are you making it for the inside? Or are you making it for the outside? A sukkah is made for the outside. What does it mean? It's made for the outside. It's made to cordon off the rest of the world. The rest of the world is not the sukkah. This is my sukkah. Here, why would I say pitikra on this achsadra? So I can carry in there. I'm doing it for the inside. Says Shmuel, if you can't do it for the inside, I hold you can't do it for the inside. For sure you can't do it for the outside. And therefore, Abaye would agree with me. Make sense? There's some logic to that. Ki pligi aliba de Rav. The whole machlokas is according to Rav. One more minute. Abaye ki Rav. So Abaye holds like Rav, which makes perfect sense. V'rava amar lach. Rav would say like this. No. Ad kan lo amar Rav hasam el de mechitzas lach sadra hu davidi. The mechitzas are made for the aksadra. Aval hacha, but over here, by a sukkah. Lav lahach yavidi. You're not making them for the sukkah. What are you making them for? For the outside. Lo. Rav would hold. Rav would not hold pitikra, and he would say the sukkah's puzzle. All right, you know what we'll do? We'll start off with that again tomorrow, because that was very, very fast, and it was very difficult. We'll pick up right here tomorrow.
What are we starting with?
I don't know. We'll start, I guess, in the same place. What?
It's pretty clear.
It's pretty clear? All right, we'll see how it goes tomorrow morning. Everybody have a good day, have a good Shabbos, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Take care, bye.